You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on July 3rd, 2022, and is titled, Right Side Up. Grab your Bible, and let's join Steve and the message. This is part three.
Who do you think's going to clean the swamp now? Oh, yeah. Give me a good idea somebody can pay off $33 trillion in debt without China owning the Grand Canyon. Yeah. So even if this all goes, I'm not afraid. Are you afraid? He said, don't be afraid. I'm learning how to do kingdom stuff. My government's up here. My economy's right under that. The atmosphere's love, joy, and peace. So he says right here, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, and it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I'll shake the nations. And they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Gold is mine, the silver is mine. I'm the giver of the peace, and I'm going to reveal my glory. He told him, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'm going to raise it up. Are you the glory of God today? Are you living proof that there's a kingdom that exists right now, and there's a king that you can approach the throne room of grace and talk to while you're scooping poop? Everybody know that? It's important. Romans 8 tells us that we are adopted children. Therefore, we are co-heirs. Let me give you one more kingdom principle. We'll turn to Hebrews 12 and I'll be done. When I come into the kingdom of God, it is by total surrender. So everything that's mine is now his. I do not have to prove that by selling everything I have and giving it to an institution and living like a poor idiot the rest of my life. I do not need the institution to tell me what to do with my finances or my resources. I hear the voice of God. For those who are led by the Spirit of God, therefore are the sons of God. So if I've come into the kingdom because I've surrendered all to the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what happens next? It all becomes mine. I am now a co-heir with Christ, is what Romans 8 says. If I'm a co-heir, if you wrote it on a piece of paper today, Gary Crandall, and you said, look, I love you, brother, so I want me and you to be equals. Everything I got on my deal, I'm going to put you down on the paperwork. You can sign my checks. You can, what's that mean? I got free access to everything, don't I? Therefore, I'm responsible for it. If I poop it off, and I pooped it off. So now everything's his is mine, and everything's mine his. How in the world do you not survive that? If healing and power, vision, revelation, prayers, I don't even know how to pray. All these things are mine. I can hear the voice of God right straight from Isaiah 30. Whether you turn to the left or you turn to the right, walk this way. That I can know when I get up in the morning, Psalms 37:4, that if I'll delight myself in the Lord by giving myself over to him is what that means. He will give me the desires of my heart. That's called living life to the full. That's how you do it in the kingdom. Hebrews 12. Hebrews, verse 12, chapter 25. Y'all didn't even catch that. Let's do 12, 14, or no, let's do 12, 22. Because here's the kingdom. But you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. You're going to go. What'd they do to you since you was a little kid? They told you you were going to go. You're going to live like a mere human until six guys drop you in a hole, and then if your name's in the book, you get to go. Right here it says, you have come. What do you mean I've come? I've come to a kingdom that's here, a kingdom that's now, a kingdom upon us, a kingdom at hand, a kingdom within us. I came through the gate, and the Bible says in John 10 that Jesus is the gate. He said, you've come to the city on the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. How many of y'all have driven through a town and somebody stole this scripture and put it on a sign? How many of y'all have seen the church of the firstborn? Let me tell you who that is. That's those who have been born again. Because of the firstborn, we were born again. If you're born again, you're the church of the firstborn. You know, here's your sign. I got a sign for you. It's the sign of the Holy Ghost. And he says, who are registered in heaven to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood, the sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel, the blood of Jesus. You have come to Mount Zion. How'd you get there? The Bible says in the Psalms that who may ascend to my holy hill? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. How's that work for a horse sale auctioneer? By faith. My sin and my obedience dictate how God works in harmony with me, whether it's by discipline or by blessing. But my sin does not diminish my faith. How many of you have sinned and yet still believe? Let's just be real honest, because the institution will tell you the minute you fall, you failed in your faith. No, sir. You believe this or don't believe it, but 20 years of preaching in here, been a day or two I sinned right before I preached. Anybody believe that? You see, if your sin disqualifies you, y'all been wasting your time for 20 years. I'm normal, yet very abnormal. It's by faith that we do this. And that blood taking care of it. In verse 25, and then we're going to finish up. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. Do not refuse him who speaks. Here's the problem. The institution has been trying to train the flesh how to act like a Christian since the beginning of time, telling you what to do, where to be, where to sit, how much to give, what time to show up, and what time to go home. Let me tell you, there's a spirit of God who's alive and well, and he's here today. He dwells within me. He'll walk along with you while you're scooping poop. He'll speak into your ear, either left or the right or both at the same time. When you're sinning in the presence of God, he might meet you face to face on your back porch and tell you to get on your knees and repent. But his voice is alive and well. He said in John 10 that I'm the good shepherd. My sheep know my voice. They hear me and they follow me. Until the church of the living God starts listening to the voice of the living God, I'm telling you, you'll be dependent on the institution until Jesus comes back, and that consuming fire will destroy the whole thing. Be sure you're not in on it. That's the truth. He said, see that you don't refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on the earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he is promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. Listen to that now. The removal of the things that are shakeable. as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Yet we've been told this whole pile down here is a mess and we're just going to beam me up, Scotty. Just sit there. Be sure you're good with the institution that can tell you you're good with God. So you're ready to go. Get your bags packed and be ready to go. But there's a shaking coming that's going to consume everything that's not of God. Everything is shakable. But what happens to the rest of it? The things that cannot be shaken may remain. I mean, go read Matthew 13. Master, should we get the weeds out of the wheat? No. Leave it alone. I'll be by. I'll get the weeds. And I'll put them in the fire while the wheat stays. Here's the one I love, Matthew 24, as in the days of Noah. Tell me what really happened in the days of Noah. Well, Noah escaped. Really, where'd he go? He stayed here. Everything else was wiped off by flood. Noah stayed here. Why? So he could multiply and subdue. Why? So he could bring glory to God in the earth. Why? So he could promote righteousness through his offspring that would eventually come down through the lineage of Jesus, the same line that you've been bought into by the blood of Christ. And he says right here, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for God is a consuming fire. I'm the temple, supposed to be a revealer of God's glory. Things that aren't of God in my life and everything around me will be consumed by God. Things are being shaken that are going to be removed. The institution of religion, they're getting it on the chin right now in a big way. Listen, the number one group of people who claim to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ takes a scripture out of tune, and I don't think he's even in the lineage of Peter. But for the longest time, if you're going to be the head duck over this group, you had to come out of the line of Peter, because the Bible said that, Peter, you be my rock, and on you I'm going to build your church. Is that not correct? Yeah, well, that same guy that's supposed to be the head, you know, when you're in New York City and the news comes on and they talk about the church, they're not talking about you. They're talking about the grand poobah and all of them under him. Now, the number one proponent for a one-world religion, he's taking the ball from Rick Warren out in California with his chrism business, and he's running with it to the goal line. How many of y'all read in the news? The nominations now have been caught with child trafficking and different things. There's a lot going on out there. It's all getting shook up and turned upside down. Just pay attention a little bit. It's gone beyond the fact. I mean, the part about having homosexual preachers didn't even bother us enough to even get upset. The institution of religion is so numb to reality that they didn't even celebrate when Roe versus Wade got turned over to states' rights. When the Johnson Amendment of 1954 got taken off the books in 2018, nobody said anything. 2016, nobody said anything. No, we're just doing our little thing. And what's left in the dark, keep it in the dark so it doesn't come out in the light, so our house doesn't crumble, that we don't get turned upside down. Let me tell you today, my God is a consuming fire. And if I'm dependent on the institutions, then I've lost dependency on God. If I'm dependent on the institutions, then there's a good chance I've got holes in my purse. If I'm dependent on the institution, there's a real good chance that I got blinders over my eyes. There's a real good chance that I got cotton in my ears and I can't hear. If that be so, get ready to be upside down. If you're upside down, get ready to be consumed. I'm not going to preach, get ready to get out of here. I'm telling you right now, you better live not to be shaken. To walk by faith and not by fear, to walk in obedience to the voice of God, to dwell in a kingdom that stands upright while everything else is being shaken. To live open-handed, not because you're begging from God, but that you live generously because you're not afraid. You're not afraid of doing without. You're not afraid of being obedient to God. Invest with a purpose. Sow true seed and expect a harvest. And we're fine. Does anybody believe that tonight, or you think I'm just nuts? Do you think there should be a glory in the latter temple? Do you think there should be recognizable glory? That's what we're praying over Murphs when they get up there to the swamp. That they walk in the darkness and the glory of God just go, you know, just walk down the street looking like Murph and everybody goes, last time you walked in somewhere and somebody just went, what's the matter with you? I don't know why, my pants unzipped. No, there's just something weird about you. Yeah, it's called the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. That's it. How'd that happen? Faith. Faith in the kingdom of God, in the King of Kings. That's all I got tonight. Anybody else got anything? Anything you want to add to, take away from, talk about? Spit it out while we're here. We're just at the family kitchen table. Huh? Doing good? We okay? Went over to Dusty's Bible study the last 2 weeks. They wanted to hear about the seven institutions. Institution of education, institution of religion, institution of finance, institution of media, institution of entertainment, the institution of family. There's seven of them. What was the first one to go? Family. If you were going to destroy a nation under God, get rid of the family. See, it's the first place you sow from a man to a woman generationally. It's the first harvest. First seed, first harvest from the church of the firstborn. Get rid of the family. Once you split them up, you can educate them. You can institutionalize them. Now we'll trap them with their finances. Yeah, not in the kingdom. Institution's not for us. God is for us. So, all right, let's pray. We'll get out of here. If you need special prayer tonight, come down and see me. Be glad to pray with you. Lord, right now tonight, I want to lift up a young man to you, Brady Martin. Lord, he's a little 10-year-old. I know he's no secret to you. I know you've heard about him. I know you know him, and I know that people are praying for him. And right now tonight, Lord, I pray for that young man, and I rebuke leukemia in his body. We stand with him and his family now that he would live a complete, whole, and well life. We sow the word of God into him right now through our voice that you said that by your stripes we are healed. You said the word of God would bring healing, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would promote healing, that our bodies were designed to be healed and well. So we rebuke all types of cancer, disease, leukemia of the blood. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus and pray for this Brady Martin, Lord, that he be well and he be whole. We pray for all others tonight, Lord, who are dealing with situations, whether it be health, family, finances, whatever, that our dependency be focused on you and not on the institutions. That, God, we realize that we can walk one-on-one with you, that we can hear your voice, obey your word, and you will lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You'll lead us beside the quiet waters. You'll lay us down in the green pastures. Lord, we know that we're in a kingdom that cannot, will not, never be shaken, but that, Lord, everything around us is being turned upside down. Lord, we recognize that. We do not rejoice in the shaking, but we rejoice in the reconciliation that came by your grace and your mercy, by your death and resurrection. Lord, let your church reveal your glory outside. Let us live to your glory. Not gather to your glory, live to your glory. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
That concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org, or on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.